The family of Robert Hamill, a Catholic man who was beaten to death by loyalists in Armagh almost 20 years ago, say they're dismayed after information relating to the case went missing in the post. Officials from the UK's Ministry of Justice realised two discs containing potentially sensitive documents about the Robert Hamill inquiry and two others, that of Mark Duggan and Azelle Rodney, were lost in early January. All three cases were subject to judge-led inquiries. Fiona Mitchell is our London correspondent. Good morning, Fiona.
Good morning, Gavin.
We'll talk about the lost in the post bit in a minute, but remind us, what happened to Robert Hamill and where the inquiry to his death is at now?
Well, as you say, these discs that have gone missing contain information from what could easily be described as three of the most sensitive inquiries by the UK police. Robert Hamill was very, very badly beaten by loyalists in 1997 in Portadown. Now, there have always been accusations of police collusion into his death. His family have always wanted to find out exactly what happened. There have been accusations that police stood by and watched while the beating took place. He died some weeks after that beating in hospital. And so it has always been a very controversial case, as have the other two. You may remember that the case of Mark Duggan, he was shot dead by police in 2011, and his death precipitated the very severe riots of that year, both in London and various other parts of the UK. And also the case of Azelle Rodney has been hugely controversial over here. He was shot dead by Metropolitan Police in 2005. Now, all of those cases are involved in these files that have gone missing. All of them, as you say, subject to judge-led inquiries, because in each inquiry there were witnesses, including police officers, who were given anonymity because of possible threats to their safety. So obviously that information now, we do not know whether that information is in the public domain or has gone lost in the postal system.
So a disc with information were relation to his and the other two cases missing, what happened?
Well, it appears that these files, or these discs containing these files, were posted. Now, what we do know at this point is that it was discovered on about the 8th of January that these files had gone missing. They had obviously not reached their destination. A major inquiry and investigation started to try and track them down, but has been unsuccessful. As a result, in the last 24 hours, the families of the three men involved in these inquiries were informed of the fact that the files have gone missing. Now, the Ministry for Justice here is not saying anything more other than the files have gone missing. They're not saying what exactly were on the discs. And obviously they are taking it incredibly seriously. They say that they have taken immediate steps, including intensive searches to try and locate the discs, and that those searches continue with police assistance. They don't know what has happened to them. They say they don't believe that there was any malicious intent, but obviously now severe questions as to why they were posted in the first place.
Yeah, exactly. If they were that important, why were they sent to the post? The Ministry of Defence may not have answered this question, of course.
They haven't answered it yet, Gavin, because what they're doing is they're saying that their investigations are continuing. They say that one person has been suspended as this inquiry takes place. But there have been a huge amount of controversial circumstances in recent years where sensitive information has gone missing, whether it's been left on a train or various other situations. So everybody had felt that these kind of security elements had been tightened up. The other question, of course, will be about these discs, have they been encrypted? And that will also be a key question to be answered in the coming days.
Robert Hamill's inquiry finished some years ago, almost 4 years ago now. It still hasn't reported publicly. What difference, if any, will losing this disc make to his inquiry?
Well, that really is unclear as of yet, Gavin. I mean, as you can imagine, in recent days, family have been finding out about this, and they are incredibly upset, understandably, about what has happened. The Hamill family said that they had been contacted, or their solicitor had been contacted, to say that the material had gone missing in the post. They say they're very upset, very dismayed by that, and that they're going to be seeking urgent answers to a number of questions which arise, because they really have had very few details so far. They want to know whether or not the information on the disc was encrypted. As I say, that will be a key question. And if not, why not? And also they want to know when the disc was posted and how long it took before the loss was discovered.
Fiona Mitchell in London.